This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once lucked into a free all-you-can-eat mayonnaise situation outside of Reno. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, thank you for joining me once again for this incredible, incredible podcast. I've just returned from London. That's in England. And I'm a little jet-lagged. A little hungover, and, what's all this dried blood? No, just kidding. I am jet-lagged, and, but the others... No, I might be a little... No, I'm not hungover. I'm fine. Things are great with me, I guess is my point. Thank you for joining me once again for Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. This is a very special episode for reasons I'll get into shortly. Before I take another step, though, I haven't read any listener mail in quite some time, so I'm going to answer a couple listener letters written by hand. No, they were just emailed. First one, and if you want to send me questions, by the way, email me at dave@davehillonline.com and I'll answer the F out of them. The first one comes from Chris Molinaro, I believe of New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. Chris, thanks for writing. Chris writes, at what age did Dave realize he was a guitar god? I think I knew in the womb. It's that sort of thing, you know? Or maybe, I don't know, probably when I was 13 and I just, like, played Smoke on the Water in, like, some sort of fugue state. But I don't know. I have bad days, too, where I'm just like, oh my god, I suck. I can't even tune this thing. But then I just rip a sweet solo, and I'm like, I'm back. Everything's fine. I guess I didn't really answer your question that much. There's various points when I was like, yep, totally a guitar god. But then you go on, like, YouTube, and there'll be some, like, six-year-old Chinese girl who can, like, just slap me silly with how much better she is than I am. So, anyway, that messes with my head, I'll be honest. Moving on. Wade Snook of California writes, hi Dave, love the show, big fan, comma, big fan. My question is this. When the Wonder Twins activated their powers, what were your favorite shape of and form of morphs? Also, do you think they ever banged? Okay. If so, were they into some freaky, kinky shit like shape of a well-lubed rubber fist and in form of a really hot butt? Did the monkey get involved? Also, who's the most famous person you've dropped a deuce with? Thanks, as always, Dave, your pal, Wade. Okay. Not sure. Okay, let's just get into it, Wade. My favorite shape, I confuse, like, the form of, I remember the boy twin would be, like, a glacier or, like, an iceberg or something. When he'd be, like, ice, I was like, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's probably, like, uncomfortable him because it's really cold and sharp, you know, the jagged edges. But that was cool. And then, I don't know, what would they'd be like a car sometimes. That's always pretty cool. But mostly the iceberg. I'm going to go iceberg. Do I think they ever banged? I hadn't really given much thought about that, Wade. You sick fuck. Let me answer. No, I did not think about that. So I'm just going to skip the part about the rubber fist and the hot butt. And say I hadn't thought about it. I don't even remember. Was there a monkey on the show? Kind of make me want to go back and watch the show, if I'm honest, Wade. Yeah, I guess my point is, you're deeply disturbed, Wade. But, who's the most famous person I've dropped a deuce with? I think you're referring to taking a dump, if that, unless it means something else. God, I hope not. I've never, like, taken a dump with anyone, unless you count probably, like, my parents when I was a kid. I probably cranked one out, like, right, you know, while we were hanging out. But I did once, years ago, was taking a dump in a stall. I was in this bathroom. I went to a Judas Priest listening party for the first record Judas Priest made after Rob Halford came back to the band. And I was supposed to interview Rob Halford. And I excused myself to take a major dump because it was in the morning and they were serving us coffee and bagels and such. And then I saw these feet at the urinal and I was like, oh man, I think that might be Rob Halford. I wish I weren't taking a dump next to Rob Halford. That's embarrassing. You don't want to take a dump next to, like, a major rock god, one of your heroes. But it happened, Wade, and I got through it. It was embarrassing, because then, like, I saw him at the sink, and he's like, oh, he's probably thinking, like, you're the guy who totally took a dump, aren't you? He didn't say that. He's a gentleman. Anyway, thank you, Wade, for that. If you have a question for me, Dave Hill, email me at dave@davehillonline. Moving on. Did I beg you to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever else you get incredible podcasts? I meant to. I also talk about Patreon here a lot. Patreon.com/Dave Hill, where we ask you to just throw a little money in the till to help us keep gas in the tank and be able to make more incredible internet content for you. And we're running on fumes, I gotta be honest. I'm begging. I gotta just start begging. I'm gonna start, waking up on the streets to make people really concerned about me. But one of the reasons, we're building an empire here and we're creating new content. And one of the things is the new podcast, You Had to Be There. You Had to Be There, which I struggle to pronounce for some reason. You Had to Be There, which I do with my friends Jim Biederman, Jody Lennon, and of course, Chris Gersbeck. And it's a podcast where I talk about being in the right place at the right time at various points in history and my involvement in some of the greatest moments in modern times. It's pretty self-explanatory once we get into it. But I thought it would be fun. Usually, of course, I have people over and we drink coffee and chat in my apartment. But this time around, I thought it would be fun to share with you a preview of our forthcoming podcast, You Had to Be There. So within this episode of Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident is a full episode of You Had to Be There. And I hope you enjoy it. And it goes a little something like this.
Thanks for coming. Some of you maybe were here last time we did this. This show tonight is an experiment, a work in progress, which is I'm just making our excuses at right up top. And I'm joined tonight, of course, by my friends, the lovely and talented Jim Biederman, the pride of Montclair, and the lovely and talented Jody Lennon.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Jim.
How are you?
I'm so good. I had a really good sandwich today.
Wow.
Well, what sort of sandwich was it?
It's like a It was like a salad between two pieces of bread.
That sounds like a sucky sandwich, I have to say.
Did you make the sandwich?
Nope.
Oh, wow, you bought it.
It was a Lenwich.
Oh, yeah.
We received no sponsorship. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were formerly known as Lenny's.
Lenny's, yeah.
No one knows why, but they changed their name to Lenwich.
It's a lot of market testing.
So I got the vegetarian, which I think is the number 15.
You got us. You were sponsored by Lemmy.
No, she's saying we're not sponsored.
Yeah, we're not sponsored. By
I mean, that's soon to come.
Our show, we're gonna get bombarded.
Yeah, We haven't been approached by a sandwich concern yet. By the way, this is not the show. This is still just extra.
It's true.
They put so much purple cabbage on that Lenwich.
Well, because it's not cheap, and they want you to feel like you're getting your money's worth.
It's delicious.
The sandwich is getting worse and worse.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is You Had to Be There with Dave Hill.
Thank you.
Of course, joining us tonight is the lovely and talented Jody Lennon.
Thank you.
And I am Jim Biederman.
Yeah.
Do our preamble. Dave has had a long and varied career in show business, and he's had the good fortune of being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Throughout his career, Dave has been, and so, by some may say, and by some I mean Dave, a creative midwife.
Yeah. I think creative fluffer we've established.
Creative fluffer.
So my preferred description.
Now we got.
We've been through this.
Well, I know we did, but the last time. But I'm thinking this is like a thing we could open with.
Yeah.
Which is you talking about how you're a fluffer.
A creative fluffer.
Yeah. Or, excuse me, a creative fluffer.
Creative fluffer. Okay. Yeah.
So
not a straight.
The way I recalled it was a fluffer for creativity. So I'm just.
Oh yeah, I may have said that a fluffer. That's
so you make creativity hard.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
So with this storied and colorful life in the arts, we thought it'd be an interesting thing to document Dave's involvement with some of the most influential artists.
Yeah.
Some of the most influential movements.
Yeah.
And influential times.
Periods.
Periods. It's 1973, New York City.
Yeah. Right here in town.
Kind of a rough time to be here.
It was a rough time.
Lots of stuff happened in 1973. Did you know what happened January 22nd, 1973? The Supreme Court legalizes most abortions with the Roe v. Wade. 1973.
Oh, yeah. Right here in Astoria. Actually, a lot of people don't know that.
In this hallowed halls. Yep.
Yeah, it was
a hair salon
in the front, Supreme Court in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
January 23rd, also in 1978, Richard Nixon announced an accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War.
Yeah, Vietnam there, but also Watergate.
Watergate.
Well, you probably have
Watergate
that in your notes.
May 27th. Let's. You have an interesting story.
I do actually.
It's 1973.
As I was there,
we were both really surprised to hear this.
Yes.
Yeah. I was here.
I'm going to start at the headline. I'm not going to bury this lead.
But you kind of have.
I have a little bit.
Just with the Lenwich stuff alone, I feel.
Hey,
that wasn't me. That was her.
And I was pointing at him.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You were involved with CBGBs, the creation of CBGBs.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting ahead. It was the wild.
The famous, the outrageous, the incredibly influential nightclub and bar. The undisputed capital of punk music in the United States.
That it eventually became
street rock.
And street rock. Correct.
Yeah, which was what they called punk rock.
Yeah, it was a precursor.
Yeah.
It was. The Ramones were considered street rock.
Street rock.
Originally.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But so you're telling us this the other day.
Yeah, I was.
We were both stunned.
Over salads.
Yes. It's true. We were having salads. And you were, as usual, so humble about it. So, well, yeah, no, I was there.
Well, yeah, because I can't take credit. I can take credit for most of it, actually. But it was 1973. First of all, just to paint you a picture, there was cocaine everywhere. It was on my jacket, my pants.
Oh, not like you're not
saying.
It
was
like,
in my hair.
It was all over you.
Yeah. I can't speak to. But I was working at the time. I want to say, in the accounts receivable department of a Price Waterhouse or Pfizer, and that the fact that I was confused about it now and then was a problem because I would always be going into the wrong building, and which really spooked a lot of people.
I would imagine.
So
that was here. That was here in New York.
Here in town. Okay. Yeah, and it may not have even been accounts receivable. I was confused whether it was accounts receivable and accounts payable. And you don't want that. When your job is to collect a large sum of money and you end up sending out that exact same amount of money to someone else, it really it aggravates your employer. Anyway, I was big for that and a lot of other reasons. I was eventually...
Did you have a briefcase?
I had a briefcase. I had a hat that I wore, like a guy with a job hat. Yeah.
That was the times.
Yeah, you would walk around, and I had carried a newspaper under my arm to my job at either Price Waterhouse or Pfizer. I can't remember.
In either accounts payable or accounts receivable.
Yeah. Oh.
So what I'm gonna guess it does.
And
not,
there is a clear difference.
Definitely, yeah. I'm going to guess it doesn't go well.
Did not go well.
Right.
I was fired and I was left scrambling to cover the rent on my 37th floor walk-up that I was living in over on 10th Avenue.
This is, speaking of zoning, this is before the whole elevator, if more than six floors.
Yeah, you can't walk up.
No.
To 37 floors anymore.
At the time, there was no choice. But then, they changed it after the war. Yeah, you couldn't.
Which war?
The Korean War, I believe. Yeah.
So you were in a pre-war building then, I take it. Is that?
It was. They built it before the Korean War, I think.
So you're fired from either Pfizer. Or is Price Waterhouse?
Yeah, one of the two.
Right.
For sure.
From either one of those two companies, from either the accounts payable or...
Accounts receivable.
Accounts receivable. Department.
Well, I was definitely asked to leave both.
Right. Sure. You have a 37th floor walk-up.
Yeah.
I got to imagine there's a lot of anxiety. What am I going to do? How am I going to pay for this?
Yeah, and I had a roommate.
Cold water bedsit.
I had a roommate... that I thought was Lou Reed, but it turned out to be a guy that just looked a lot like him. So there's not that.
Out of this kind of desperation, a lot of creative things come out.
That's exactly right.
This is so. Why don't you tell us?
I had an idea for a club, it's a restaurant for people with on-the-go lifestyles where they could go and get. Like shareables, snack-a-teasers.
Whoa, back up. What's a shareable?
Like a shareable is a dish like onion rings, curly fries, potato skins, Mexi-melt with potato skins.
And what's a
shareable, like wings,
and wings. But the snack a teaser?
Not so much wings as wing dings.
That's a snack a teaser?
I would categorize wings are a snack a teaser. Wing dings, I would categorize as more of a shareable. My point is whether you wanted a light bite or maybe your eyes were just bigger than your stomach.
That's funny.
Yeah, we had a.
I've been there.
Yeah. So that it was a precursor to the slider.
What was that called?
Just a smaller hamburger.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just call them smaller hamburgers?
Yeah. It was a misstep. But my idea was to open this sort of place in a family-friendly environment and offer these items at a price that wouldn't break the bank.
Right. So you somehow managed to end up at CBGB's doing this.
Well, we called the place. The idea was to call the place CBGB's and Omfug, which is the full name.
Sure.
Which went on to be known, if people don't know this, is and you can verify this, it stands for country, bluegrass, blues, and other music for uplifting gourmandizers.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's
that
right.
No, but that is the real. I mean, you'll find that in the history book. Originally it was meant to stand for cheeseburgers, cheeseburgers, garden salad.
That's the salad.
No, the S is not just.
So it's not CBGSB.
Oh, you include the yes.
No, no, you, the garden is salad the S is all silent. Under the S is silent. G.
So it's CBG, but.
B. Bacon, because put bacon on the salad.
Got it.
So
cheeseburger, garden salad, bacon.
Bacon. Mm-hmm. And other
meals. What's the umfug?
And other meals for underage girls. But that was, again, a misstep. I was trying to think of a way to project the idea that was a family friendly environment.
You mean for kids.
Kids.
You were going kids.
Parents, right. Girls that right. were mature for their age. Yeah.
Again, that doesn't really...
No, it was a misstep, you know? You learn.
But you're experimenting. I mean, that's the beauty.
The story here
is that you're experimenting.
That's exactly
you're
right.
You're an entrepreneur who's experimenting with shareables, which are
shareables.
Things you share with food.
You don't have... Well, this is the thing.
And snack-a-teasers.
You don't have to share them, but you can, yeah.
You're in your 37th floor walk-up apartment.
Yeah.
You get the first of the month is staring you down the barrel of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking...
And my landlord was a real prick.
And we know you weren't. You probably weren't wearing a shirt.
Right.
Were you wearing a shirt?
It was 1973.
No.
It's hot out. It's been because it's hot.
Yeah. No, I never wore a shirt.
You're topless. You have a landlord who's a prick. You're on the 37th. You're on the 37th floor walk up.
Mm-hmm.
You have no job. You have no way of paying for that rent that's coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
And you start coming up with what?
My idea for this.
So, and that's cheeseburgers, garden salad, bacon, and other meals for underage girls.
Again, you know, hindsight's 2020. I regret the underage girls.
That's okay.
Part putting that right.
It's a trial and error.
Yeah.
More probably just a trial. But now, so you meet. This is the weird part. You meet Hilly Crystal.
Hilly Crystal,
who is your co-founder? Yeah.
Yeah. From CBGBs.
Like the proper CBGBs.
The proper one, yeah.
And you two hit it off.
We were in a fantasy football league.
When we were eating salad.
We were in a fantasy football league, and I was going out. We were going over our teams. I had Bart Starr. And some of the other players that were playing at the time.
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
The fridge.
Refrigerator Perry.
He's a little later.
Yeah. But again, it was fantasy football, so he could have been. Yeah.
You said I got a guy. His name is the fridge.
The fridge. Yeah, so it is.
So you and Hilly Crystal have a fantasy football league. Again, I was surprised to know that they had them then. And you're he's telling you about his idea for a place called...
No. He didn't have any ideas, to my mind. He just was willing to put up the money.
Uh-huh.
So originally,
he was going to be your backer.
That's exactly right.
Did he like shareables, and did he like the whole concept of the underage girls thing? And
well... He did not like it.
By the way, I like the way you skirt that lawsuit.
Yeah. Legally, I'm not allowed to get into it.
But did he run out and have that awning made?
Yeah.
Yeah, the awning, because originally we had the awning made because we were looking for a space in Newark for the place.
Wait, Newark, New Jersey?
Newark, New Jersey, yeah. But
that's so weird. I mean, because it's such a New York...
Well, that was the thing, you know, because I was calling these old payphones, and I kept saying, I'm looking for a space in Newark, and they would hear New York.
Oh, I see.
And also, I went out to Newark, but everyone there is in bed with the mayor or the mob or the mayor and the mob
Or it's a corrupt town.
Or the yeah.
That's so what you're trying to say.
We ended up getting a place on the Bowery,
Now,
but your goal was to be in Newark.
That was the goal.
So
we'll get to that. Believe
me,
we're
going to
get to that.
There is a Newark part of this story, which is stunning.
It is crazy. But so were you crushed that all of a sudden the thing that you had dreamed to be in Newark, New Jersey was all of a sudden in New York City?
Yeah. Bowery, no less.
It was more convenient to my apartment. Well, it depends how you look, because I was living on 10th Avenue, so I could just go from Port Authority.
Yeah.
But I did, I could get down there.
So how did you get down there? What was your route when it was open downtown and you were on 10th Avenue? How would you get there?
I would get a shirt, put on a shirt, like, and just button it.
Already
just
doesn't make
one
sense.
Button.
It doesn't make sense right now.
And then I would stand out on the corner and just, one thing would lead to another.
It was a different time.
You were experimenting.
I was experimenting. It didn't feel like an experiment.
Now, so...
I don't even know what that means. I gotta be honest. I do not know what that means.
So now, you immediately... you guys find this very long, narrow bar. Space. You make it into the bar.
I saw the space and I was like, this would make a great spot for high-end menswear.
Again, ahead of your time.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So you find this long, narrow bar, you and Hilly.
That's right.
And it's CBGB's. It's the Cheeseburger's Garden Salad, bacon.
Another music for underage girls. Guys, which
oh, you switched it to guys.
Changed it to guys.
I did all the time. At the time, I did.
It's just a time of experimentation.
Now, originally, you had mentioned that you. This is crazy. You wanted to do. It was more like you saw it. As not only a restaurant, but also kind of a wedding banquet kind of place.
Yeah. Soup to nuts deal.
I come in and say, "You, Dave, I'm getting married. I've got 50 friends, relatives, invited guests. Where am I going to do it? I also want shareables and snackatees.
All right, and then I would say, well, pick a theme. There's Mexican or not Mexican. Those are the two themes that we would have.
Okay.
So you would start off with that.
All right, so I'm going to go Mexican.
Or not Mexican.
Or I'll go not Mexican.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd pick a theme, and then from there we'd go, there'd be a build your own burrito bar, 7 minutes in a closet with a live rabbit. There would be...
So it's like an entertainment. It's like
fun. It was everything. Right. There was a bouncy castle.
Right.
These are the ideas that I had.
Right. Now.
Chocolate fountain.
Now this is
full body chocolate fountain. Yeah.
So the lore is that you and Hilly did open it as a wedding banquet, but the musical guest, he had booked these guys from Forest Hills. The remote, and that they were the wedding band, and that's
you're getting ahead of it.
Okay,
I had a one man band. I was in the Ramones, ish.
You were in the Ramones.
I had a one man band called the Ramones, right?
Oh, so you okay?
And what it was a one man band. I had this. It was sort of a. I don't know if it's like a gay 90s type thing, but I had the straw hat and the vest and the armband, and I would have these animatronic, you know, like I would have, like I'd play the drums and I'd have the washboard and I'd like play sort of a banjo.
Like
type
a jamboree.
Thing.
A jamboree.
Jamboree thing. And then I would, with my feet, I would activate these I would have the woodchuck would sing a verse, you know?
And this was the Ramones.
Ramones. Yeah, that was. These were
This is the group known as the remote.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The woodchuck's okay. gonna take, and then
I can there'd see. Be a, I can see how it's confusing.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know there was an owl who sang baritone, and he would try, you know, he would light up beneath and go, and daddy sing bass, you know, and that sort of thing.
I love it.
And we were called the Ramones.
And so, what? I'm not gonna ask why you called the Ramones. So this was gonna be the wedding. This
yeah, and we had a lot of hits.
Oh,
yeah.
You actually recorded.
Yeah, we did. Well, we did a lot. We had a lot of stuff. Grandma Loves the Shoeshine Boy was one.
Sure, that's a good one. I didn't know it was you.
Yeah. Eat Up Catherine or Richard Will Think You're Delicate was another.
That, by the way, can I say something?
Yeah.
15-year-old Jim, here's that. Boom.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was. We had some heat.
But when you say music, you're talking about...
That's music business talk.
When you say we, you're talking about the woodchuck and the owl.
And all the other animals that I
what
is stored
the owl,
in
what
the
did
crate.
The owl say?
And daddy sing bass. He would come in.
That was his thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. He would light up and to get to the top. And he'd sing all the low parts like that. But they were all something along that
line. By the
lines.
Way, oddly enough, deeply religious, too, that owl.
Yeah, that was part of his things. Well, the idea was to teach people like Bible stories in relatable fashion by having a baritone owl to tell the stories.
So I don't want to get you.
So just to be clear, that was the Ramones.
That we were called the Ramones.
So Hilly books the what he thinks is
a band from Queens.
But he thinks
called the Jerrys, they were called.
Oh, yeah. I see. So he thinks he's helping you out with this wedding banquet thing by hiring the Jerrys?
Yeah, yeah. And I was all set to go on. I had the
you've had all your animatronics built.
I had all the animatronics.
And you had the washboard on your chest.
The washboard.
And he's got the garter belt on the sleeve.
Yeah, and the clanking cymbals in between, you know.
But I've died to see you live.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. And the owl chiming in, dirty same bass.
So many pieces and pieces
of wood. It was a lot. It was
string,
a lot.
Lots of string.
Yeah, there was lots
wires.
Of pushing and pulling.
Yeah. And there was. I had a.
It's like a crazy marionette act or something.
Creativity was hard.
I threw all my money into. There was this hen. And she would sing like, you know, all the high parts. But then every couple songs.
Was it a real hen or is it animatronic?
It was animatronic. These are all animatronic. Okay, but then a couple points during the show, the hen would get up and little chicklets would come out. Chicks. Baby chicks would come out.
I thought you meant gum.
No, I screwed up. But they would sing another part. But what happened was I was supposed to go on and I got stuck in the bathroom.
The famous CBGB's bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, which had a door at the time. And we were hosting a
16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Latino.
Quinceañera. Yeah. We had it. I was having my quinceañera.
Yeah. It was your quinceañera.
It was my quinceañera. Because I could get a deal on the place. Yeah, thank you. And I went.
The young girls must have loved that.
Yeah, the underage girls. But I got locked in.
Lots of tears.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I don't want. Yeah, no.
So you're locked in the bathroom.
Locked in the bathroom.
I'm going to imagine panic.
Everyone's freaking
full
out.
Full scale panic.
Yeah, and I can hear like someone's trigger. I keep hearing the owl and daddy sing bass. You know, someone keeps triggering.
Someone's on the stage.
Yeah, because they thought it was funny to mess with my stuff.
The
they keep triggering daddy sing bass. Yeah. And it keeps happening. And I'm downstairs pounding, trying to.
No one can hear you.
Yeah, you know they can, but I can hear that that owl just mocking me from above. Yeah.
So jumping into the breach where
what, so to speak,
went on. Hilly didn't know what to do, so he introduces these four guys as
the Ramones.
The Ramones.
The Jerrys as the Ramones.
That's exactly and right.
That's, so that's Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Joey.
Fuck, I don't remember their name.
Joey.
Patty.
Johnny, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Yeah.
But
the Joeys.
There was never a Patty?
No, Patty. You're thinking of another band.
Oh. Yep.
Patty Smith.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Patty Smith, too.
From
but
Scandal.
Yeah. John McEnroe's wife.
John McEnroe's
yeah,
wife.
Yeah. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But so daddy daddy
sing bass.
So this is happening. Hilly's panicked. I've gone crazy.
He was panicked.
You're locked in the bathroom.
He had put the money up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's
shelling out money for not only the chocolate found the churros. Build your own burrito bar, but now he's calling a locksmith on a Sunday.
Oh,
triple time. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
So,
right.
But the Ramones,
the Jerrys, yeah.
are there. He says, "Your guys, you got a new name. You got a new name."
Yeah, the Ramones,
because
the banner was already up.
Right. Okay.
And they didn't want to go on.
They're very shy.
Because it said the Ramones.
Right.
And they said, well, that's Dave's band. And then Hilly, who, to his credit, said, you're the Ramones.
This kind of changes the course of history.
It so kind of does.
It did.
The Ramones, the Jerrys? The Jerrys?
Well, they were
now
the Ramones.
Okay. They get up on stage. They play their music. I'm wondering, are the animatronics singing along with them, or is the owl
Does
with
Mama
them?
Does Mama play bass ever play part in any of the Ramones songs?
And Daddy sing bass. No, it's Daddy sing
bass. Oh, I always twist everything to a female POV.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
No, they did some of my songs. I had a song called We're a Happy Family.
Mm-hmm.
And which was totally different.
The way they did it,
yeah.
Right. What about the guests who were there at this wedding? At this, the quinceanera?
What is it? What did I have?
Quinceanera.
What are they thinking? I mean, the Ramones, as we know them, are quite a very different band than, I'm going to imagine, your...
Than the Ramones that I started. Ramones.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're very different. Yeah, they had the matching... jackets, which was my idea. They didn't have that initially.
You told them about leather jackets.
Yeah, just wear matching jackets. Mm-hmm. Give a look.
Well, you have to understand that, and I'm not in any way being disrespectful, but you're locked in the bathroom downstairs. You've got a stage full of animatronics that I'm assuming you've...
So I sunk up my whatever
life
I
had savings
my
into.
Life savings into.
You sold your attaché case from what you told us.
And the hat.
Yeah.
And the Ramones are on stage, but somehow you've managed at some point in that entire thing to tell them just to all wear the same jacket.
They were terrified, and this was all through a keyhole. You know, in prison movies, when they go and they talk to the guy on, and he just talks through the little slat or the keyhole or whatever, and he's the last gasp of a dying man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you should wear magic jackets. Yeah.
All right, so they play. I'm going to assume it goes well, but doesn't go well all at the same time.
No, well, they didn't do the owl. So in that way, it did not go well to my ears.
All right. You eventually get out of that bathroom.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you rip the toilet out? Like, how did the toilet end up just alone in that bathroom?
Yeah.
Because it's iconic that the bathroom, wasn't it? I heard that there was just a toilet in the middle of the men's room, and there was nothing else around.
I'm
the walls were gone.
I'm glad you brought it up.
It was just one toilet.
Well, when I got done with it, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, no.
You've gone apeshit in there.
It was originally a very nice bathroom, and I just freaked the fuck out. And I just started trash. I started writing the names down of any band. I made up band names.
Like what? Like name one.
Sick of It All. I just wrote that. Just wrote whatever shit came to mind.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just wrote whatever fucked up shit I could think of. Uh-huh. I wrote all like, over.
Give me another.
Youth It Today. I wrote that.
What about
Gorilla Biscuits? I wrote all that. I just wrote whatever fucking weird shit because I was down in that basement.
Well, you're at this
for
point
so long.
On a psychological edge, a cliff.
Yeah. I was so losing my mind, low on oxygen. I just started writing down. Talking Heads was one that I came up with, and that got snatched up quickly.
Yeah. Did you start writing television?
Well, that was when I was at my wit's end.
Uh huh. Sure.
No, you know, television. It's a very funny story, actually. They were looking for a band name, and I said, they're like, Dave, what should we call ourselves? And I was like, Television, because no one's going to give a shit, and you'll be gone in 2 weeks. Just call yourselves whatever. Who cares?
Wow.
Call yourselves literally anything, because it doesn't fucking matter.
So you
won't be an influence on anyone or anything. That's what I said to them. And now look where they are.
I think you might be a little right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, you've destroyed the bathroom downstairs.
I destroyed it. I left it.
Hilly, who is invested, I guess, good money into this.
He put a lot of money
into it.
He's
got to be furious with
it. No, because there was a very nice bathroom. Yeah.
Now, the rumor is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Hilly actually spent all his money in that bathroom.
Right. He said the nice bathroom.
A nice commode.
Brings people back.
That's what he said. A nice commode. Yeah. Is what people
want. Make sure
want.
It flushes
well.
Well,
yeah, no, it was a place where you could go and spend some time. You felt comfortable. Right. That I feel like was maintained because over you know, even after I destroyed the bathroom, you would find people napping in there all the time. You would. That aspect of it carried over, I think.
Yeah.
And did the snack-a-teasers still live in the new version of CBGB's after? You were no longer the Ramones as we knew them from your...
I broke up the band immediately after that because I was so enraged.
You fired your animatronics?
I kept the dead sing bass guy. I have a surprise for all of you, actually.
What?
That would be amazing. So you have these just very disparate business visions.
Yeah.
And
like, for example, like he didn't want to do Empanada Night. Why? On the Lower East Side, no Empanada
Night. I hear you.
Yeah.
So how does he...
That was my idea to put a nice hotel above it.
But I
think you're jumping forward a little bit. How ugly does it get?
Ugly. Between you and Hilly.
Well, one night, I told Hilly that I was going home. That I was going to go home early, and that he should lock up the place. Mm-hmm. And what he didn't know is I had to hit in the back, right? When he locked me in overnight, and I spray painted the entire place. The entire place,
like,
graffiti. Yeah, and I put band flyers everywhere.
Right, and did and stickers?
Stickers. I coated the place in stickers. Yeah. It's all done in one night. As a big fuck you. Yeah.
So it was like the version of the bathroom, but it just went out further.
Yeah, I trashed the entire place. Because it was a really nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody said. There was
they said it was all white.
Velveteen seats.
No, I'd had it.
Flowers on every table.
Yeah.
There was a nice carpeting.
You would pull that thing up and the straws would sort of spiral out. We had those on every table.
Right.
Yeah.
There were linen tablecloths.
Yeah, and there was a button that it said, and this is my idea, underneath it said, press for champagne.
Right, and that was a little just...
What would happen?
That was a standing sign, correct?
Someone altered it. It says, piss. Just said, and they...
Someone meaning you.
Yeah, over, in the overnight.
You change the press for champagne sign.
Piss for champagne. Which is how the place got its famous smell.
So Hilly walks in the next morning.
And a lot of nights the champagne was piss. You didn't hear that from me.
Okay. Again, I like
literally
how,
piss.
I like how you're skirting the lawsuit. So the next morning, Hilly comes in, undoes the padlocks, opens up the gate.
Mm-hmm. And punk rock was born. Mm. Thanks to me.
Hmm. Now, you approach the Newark Liberty International Airport and say...
I was looking for an airport that would get you to your destination quicker for the people that were sick of the hassle of JFK.
Sure.
And I got out to Newark and I thought, finally... You know, my vision for like quick shareables, snackables added that.
Well, that's a new thing. So
times have changed. We needed a health conscious.
Potato chips.
Pop chips and terror chips.
That's what I meant.
Complimentary in the front. And we did the veggie sandwich.
And you called this CBGB as well.
And Numfug.
And it's now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you should go there. It's in Terminal C at Newark Airport.
These are facts.
Yeah. Dave Hill's CBGBs.
You won't hear that part, the Dave Hill's part. But yeah, you go there, order everything on an iPad.
Uh-huh.
Youth of Today's specials.
Uh-huh, sure.
These are facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And and so the spirit, and the place is, you know, trashed.
Well, it looks
trash, but
yeah,
that's just
but
like
you
a
decorated stunt. It that way.
That's exactly right.
Many people have accused you of essentially taking what was, you know, the ultimate counterculture, you know, space, and turning it into a horrible, horrible, horrible restaurant in Terminal C at Newark International Liberty Airport. Some people. I'm not saying everyone.
I don't think they've tasted the wingdings if they're saying that.
I don't know if they've tasted the wingdings, but the ones who are saying this,
you know,
what do you have to say to them?
If you think my food, if my restaurant is so shitty, why does everyone wear T-shirts for my restaurant? Riddle me that.
Good question.
Name what other restaurant says cool than wearing my restaurant's T-shirt?
But, I mean, Dave, you can...
Everyone. McKagan from Guns N' Roses. Everyone, if you want to look cool, you wear a shirt from my restaurant.
And you saw the shirts there.
Terminal C.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to report that the Ramones music is for sale there.
But which Ramones?
Daddy sang bass. That guy. No, the other one.
That's
but
fine.
If you dig back in the bins, you do find the original Ramones.
Is the CBGBs this stand for finally your dream? Cheeseburgers, garden salad, bacon, and other. What about the underage girls?
Yeah.
Is that
a piece of this?
No, and other meals. For people at the United Gate.
Ah.
Yeah. That's what I changed.
Very good.
I changed it. Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, that is.
You know, we all grow up. We all grow up.
Yes. Yeah. It's a different time.
Yeah. It's a different time now. That was me in 1973.
Yeah. So
sucking and fucking anything.
Right.
That
you were just trying to get from 10th Avenue to the Lower East Side anyway.
Yeah, with all my teeth.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
Sucking and
it
fucking.
It sounds horrible.
Sucking and fucking.
It sounds absolutely.
And animatronics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, yeah. That.
Yeah. So Hilly's success.
Yeah.
Arguably,
has
not
some
your...
41 ever eaten at the
right
at the Newark CBGBs?
They work at the Newark CBGBs. I don't believe. I mean, you know, it is part of you do get me one meal a shift, so they may have.
Why would someone go to CBGBs at Newark International Liberty Airport? And I'm asking as a consumer.
It's nine in the morning, and right. I'm going to Detroit.
Right, and I'm going to have...
And I've got my business suit on, which is a skirt and a right. blazer, yeah. and I've got a rolly bag,
Where
and I'm
do
also
you
wearing
work?
A hat.
By the way,
you
look weird.
Yeah. I'm going to Detroit. It's wintertime.
Okay, so... What is she gonna have? What breakfast?
I'm hurrying. Right. I've got to get to Detroit.
Right.
I suggest a piping hot cup of our I don't want to be sedated coffee. Start with that. Yeah. That's, start with that.
Do you have something to eat great. With that,
yeah.
sir?
Yeah, yeah. I would get our one way or another, which is eggs, three eggs, however you want. The side of toast and potatoes.
One way or another. One way or another.
Yeah.
I'll also have a stop making sense roll.
But you can understand that some people might be upset with.
Sure.
With this, even though, yes, you were there at the beginning, you had one vision, Hilly mm-hmm. had another, you had an animatronic band.
And editing bass. It'll start, it's going downhill, it'll come back.
This or that?
That, I feel like if I do that five more times.
Okay. So, and this is where it ends up. This is where we are in America right now, and mm-hmm. I'm playing devil's advocate right now. This is where we are in America right. where Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Not Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ. CBGB's at New York International Airport, and you're not even doing your CBGB's. You're doing his CBGB's.
Right.
No, I don't think you'd say that if you tried the marquee melt. Don't groan at that.
No, it's...
They can't all be gems.
No, they're not. They're not all gems. But I grew up in Denver, Colorado.
Really?
Nothing happened in Denver, Colorado. And I would religiously read about CBG. All I ever wanted to do was go to that club, and you've taken it and... I don't know what to say.
So, Dave, all these people here in Queens... They're all just taking a breath, thinking about your dream in Newark, your CBGB's dream in Newark.
In Newark, yeah.
At Newark International.
Well, I have good news. I'm opening another one at JFK.
Really?
What? Yeah. That's awesome.
So, amazing. That's amazing. So the business is good.
It's not. It's actually just the Continental. It's the Continental.
The Continental.
At JFK,
uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah,
there's just the second avenue.
Will there be any adjustment? Third avenue. Will
yeah,
you
the
have
one
a nice
third avenue. No, there's just a guy in a hat out front.
Oh. So it's more of just to go stuff.
Yeah.
Like a cart.
Yeah.
With wraps.
Yeah, with wraps.
Sandwich wraps. Wow, that's amazing. So
Chilling
you're doing
again.
Well.
Yeah, things
look,
are good.
Look, I can't piss on
it's
you.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to that apartment of yours on 10th Avenue? Right.
The 37th floor walk up.
Where did John Lennon get shot?
The Dakota.
The Dakota.
Not really anywhere near 10th Avenue.
It's the Dakota now.
Wait, I thought you were on 10th Avenue.
I don't think that's what I said.
I could have heard it. I just could have heard it that way. I could have heard it. I just could have heard it that way.
Lived in the Dakota.
Yeah. Wow, so your 37th
floor
got raised to the ground. And then it rebuilt as an eight floor,
it's
10th floor.
Dakota.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
You were
in a small apartment in
yeah.
Dakota?
That's kind of weird.
They're
I guess
they
yeah,
had
it was
known
a different,
for their...
It was a different time.
Oh.
Do you want to take any questions about this?
Yeah, I'm we sure. could take.
Oh,
we
yeah,
want.
Let's take 11
There's
questions.
Yes, 11 questions.
Any live acts on tap for...
Oh, that's a great question.
Do you remember the end, Daddy Sing Bass guy from earlier? Yes.
Wow. Talk about nostalgia.
He's there.
That's nostalgic.
Alive.
I mean,
yeah. alive.
I remember it from like 5 minutes ago.
It did come back. I feel like it hit a little
everything
harder.
Everything comes back. That one comes back a lot.
Yeah.
Next question. Any other questions? There's a question back there.
Yeah, I should have asked earlier.
Yeah.
But towards the end, there was a CB's on the side.
Yes.
And CB's Gallery.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with that?
Good question.
It's just for quinceañeras.
Yeah. Oh, so you broke it out just solely.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went.
You
can. You got. Is that on the side at the Newark Liberty International, or actually still at the?
No,
side?
That's still on, right there on the Bowery.
Did you carry that over to the
airport? Okay.
No, it's still on the Bowery. I mean,
interesting.
You should be on Shark Tank.
Wait, there is that one more question?
Yeah.
What is your owl's name?
Oh, that's a good question.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Prescient.
So you had the quinceañero thing connection, and that actually is the same as the sandwich, which was the number 15 sandwich.
Oh, oh my God.
You know, I joked about us not writing much for this show, but I'm so happy that
that's
you...
That's some M. Night Shyamalan stuff right there.
It's true.
You know.
Whoa.
Yeah. We put...
Oh, wait. It's like, oh, wait, he's dead.
We put THC in the alcohol for a reason.
It's not just for pain management. It's so that we actually are really funny.
Yeah.
And...
The connections were made.
I like that you actually tried to make logic out of the... I do. No, really, seriously, I don't care about them. I appreciate it. Yeah. I really do.
I feel like I...
Which, by the way, shows you were listening, one.
Yeah.
And two, you're a thinking man. Yeah. And two things I like.
And I just got a text message that Lenwich has signed on. So thank you very much.
And there you have it. A preview episode of You Had to Be There, which is, you know, tucked into this episode of Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. You Had to Be There is, we're going to start releasing those in the next few weeks. We've been recording them out at QED Astoria. I should have mentioned that before we started, but Chris, if you want to add that, you can drop that in before. But we record them every week at QED Astoria in Queens, and it's super fun, and I'm very excited about it. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a fun, weird show, and gosh, I'm breaking out into hives thinking about the mayhem ahead. But as for Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, we'll be back next week with, I'll be back interviewing someone in my living room, drinking coffee, while Lucy patrols the situation. Let's ride this one into the sunset. Please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and beyond. I'm told it helps get us out in front of people better, so more people discover this incredible, not for everybody content we're cranking out on the regular. My thanks to Chris Gersbeck, of course, as always, my partner in crime, the brains behind the operation. And once again, I beg you, the listener, to go to patreon.com/Dave Hill and support us in our podcasting endeavors. Otherwise, we're going to be out on the streets doing unthinkable things for change. And I don't even want to get into that. Until next time, stay street, stay hydrated, and get tested, everybody. My name's Dave Hill. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.